Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do believe that we're close. I enjoy it here. I know a lot of other guys on the team really enjoy it here, and we just have to, you know, get back to doing what we're good at, you know, now and in the future. And the fans show up when we're winning. It's a great place to play. I've gotten to play at most of the parks around the league now, and think back to June and July of last year when the fans were showing up every game, making a lot of noise and giving us a lot of support. And that was probably the most electric atmosphere I've played in since I've been in the big league. I don't blame fans for not coming when we're not playing well. If I were a fan and, you know, the team's sucking, I probably wouldn't show up either. It's on us to change that, but we're close. I do believe that. And when we do start winning, it's a really fun time for us.
Paul Skeens opening up to you and Jason Mackey and Donnie Football on Thursday, the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, our first chance as a show to react to some of the comments he made. And first blush, I don't disagree with Paul Skeens at all. I mean, we know this is a great place to play and to watch baseball. It's a great baseball town. Just go back to 13, 14, and 15. In 2013, it was the fifth highest attendance in Pirates history. The ballpark was buzzing all the time. Some great moments, some great games. And the 2013 wild card game was one of the best crowds I think anybody has ever seen. I've been to AFC Championship games, and that was the loudest crowd I've ever been a part of. Could be because for those Steelers games, I was up in the 500 level, and for that game, I was down on the third baseline, so I had the wall of sound behind me. But this is a great baseball town, and we even saw it a little bit last year. Skeens knows his bobblehead night, there's a line going to damn Gateway Center.
Mm-hmm.
I will agree with the larger point, too. We've now seen 28 games of Don Kelly. I don't think they're that far away. Now, you need a GM that's bold, swing some deals, and you need to open up the pocketbook. But I think a couple of bats with how this rotation has been built, I think this team could be competitive. They should be right now. It's why Ben Cherington needs to go. But I don't think you have to squint that hard with this rotation and think that next year, if the right moves are made by hopefully a different GM, that they could be a team battling for a division championship, or at the very least, a wild card game. I don't think Paul Skeens is crazy. I'll frame it that way. Do you? 412-928-9370. Best caller on this gets a pair of tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival at EQT Park on Saturday. Dorn.
One thing he did say that really perked my attention that wasn't in that audio clip that you just played was that he, and I'm maybe paraphrasing a little bit here, but that changes need to be made.
Yes.
He did say that. So whenever you look around, you're like, okay, thinking like what changes, like at least he's aware that changes need to be made. And at least that he's obviously bold enough, as he should be, to say that on live radio, that changes need to be made in order for us to get to where we want to go, our destination. And, you know, I said this, you know, what, on Friday, you know, winners know how to win. Like, there's a special formula to win, and Paul Skeens has won before, and he's a dominant athlete, and he knows what it takes, and he's not going to lie about what it takes to get to winning a certain way, and that isn't there right now, but he can tell that there's a foundation for it, and why would he lie? Why would he lie? He's here to win. He wouldn't lie if they weren't that close. If he didn't feel that they were that close, he'd be like, "Oh, we have a lot of work to do. That's it." You know, he doesn't. He doesn't have to say and elaborate on the things that he did on Thursday. He didn't have to say any of that. He just kind of be like, "Yeah, well, we're trying our best, and we'll see what happens."
Yeah, we've been playing better baseball.
We've been playing better,
but we're still 14 games under. Right. Whatever. No, you're right. He had no reason to say we're close.
Right.
None, and yet he said it. And I look at the lineup from yesterday, and I'm not making these out to be the 1979 Pirates or anything here, but Cruz, McCutchen, Reynolds, Gonzalez, the all-of-a-sudden hot Henry Davis, and you've got Isaiah Kiner-Falefa hitting .299 in the nine hole. That's 6 out of 9 where you go, okay, All right. Key Brian Hayes made a hell of a defensive play at third, as he always does. On a good team, you can find a place for Key Brian Hayes. You've got Triolo at first. You've got Adam Frazier and Tommy Pham. Adam Frazier and Pham both pinch hit for Alexander Canario, and Canario is worth playing every day to at least see what you got in the guy. But what are you, 3 bats short? And when you don't spend a lot of money, that seems like a lot, but you've got pieces that you can move. And this isn't even with Spencer Horwitz in the lineup playing first base. They think they've got something there. I mean, I think the jury's still out on that guy, but you get a couple of more bats in there with this rotation led by Paul Skeens, whose ERA right now is under 2. You're going to have Bubba Chandler up any day now. Those two guys are going to be headlining rotation. Jared Jones should be back next year. Mitch Keller. Look at what Ashcraft has done, right, in the bullpen. He hasn't given up a run yet, and they have longer-term plans for him as a starter. They just didn't want him to have to keep wasting away in AAA. That's the hard part, I think, getting that rotation done. And they have some pieces in the bullpen. And maybe it's not a one-off season fix, but the right GM, I think, could hit the right buttons. And we bring up the same examples all the time, like Austin Hayes could be here. You could have him in left field as a legitimate player instead of a Tommy Pham. That goes a long way. You have that at a couple of different positions because your GM knows his what from a bleep in the ground. This team could be competitive. They're .500 with the new manager. They got rid of a problem, clearly, in Derek Shelton, and they've been playing average baseball since the new guy took over, and that's without the roster having some sort of upheaval. I agree with Skeens. Now, are the right people in charge? No. But fundamentally, like, I think they're a couple of bats away from being a team that could be a few games over .500 right now.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to keep you in the wild card race. It ain't that good of a National League. 412-928-9370 to the phones.
Yes.
Steve in Gibsonia, good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
What up?
Here's my thing with the Pirates. I think they need 3 bats, like you were saying. They need a first baseman, a right fielder, and a third base. And then they get a third base, move Hayes to second. Then get a right fielder and move Reynolds to the left. And then get a power first baseman, and they should be good to go for their next year. So what do you think on that?
I ain't moving. Keep Ryan Hayes from third. If he's on my team, he's playing third because he's one of the best defensive third basemen I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, I would move Hayes, but I'm not moving him to second.
No.
I would trade him, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think you could find a taker for him, and you get the $8.5 million off the books. I would also consider trading Mitch Keller. I would consider, I think, trading Bailey Falter while he's pitching really well, though his 3 years of control at dirt cheap makes me maybe consider keeping him around. You have options. I don't want Ben Cherington making these deals, but you've got a lot of guys that you could move in the offseason, and the right general manager could, I think, turn this thing around fairly quickly.
Yeah, the more and more that they win series like they just did, the more and more Charrington's going to be here, though.
I agree with that.
Because you're getting the most out of the players that he's given the staff.
The reason why, and I've said this before, the reason why I wouldn't keep him around is because what would they have been if Don Kelly were the manager from day one?
Right.
And Ben Charrington, he made it very clear, whether it was true or not, in the press release when Derek Shelton got let go, this was his decision. I had the conversation with Travis Williams. I had the conversation with Bob Nutting. I advised them that it was best to move on. Okay, should have done it before the year then. And where would the Pirates be if Don Kelly had been the manager all season long? Better than they are now. That much I'm confident in. Are they 500? Are they a playoff team? Probably not a playoff team. Maybe 500? But if not, they're at least a lot better than what their record is at this point. They're still 14 games under. Emmanuel and Carnegie next up. Hi, Emmanuel.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
Good morning.
I agree. Yeah, I agree exactly with what Paul Skeen said. If you look at the stats, like I was looking at baseball references, we were shut out 12, 8, and 12 times in the seasons from 13 to 15. This year we've been shut out 10 times already. We're just a couple bats away because, like you said, the pitching staff, we got that. And what's very encouraging and not, you know, talked about as much is now our bullpen is starting to play very well. So I think we're just a couple bats away from being a legit naturally contender, at least in our division.
No, you make a good point, Emmanuel, and I'll put you on hold for those tickets. Not that you've won, but you're the leader in the clubhouse right now. How many one-run games the Pirates lost this year? You get a couple of extra bats. We're not talking about turning them into the 1927 Yankees. We're just talking about getting to close to an average offensive output. Like we've seen as the offense has turned around that they can win games because the starting rotation is so damn good. So you had one or two bats earlier in the season. Your record could be completely different right now. I agree with Paul Skeens. 412-928-9370. We'll hear more from Paul Skeens when we come back. Also, one of Aaron Rodgers' former teammates is all of a sudden available. Should the Steelers be interested?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
About winning here and believing you guys can win and you being happy here and enjoying your time in Pittsburgh. I know you've said versions of it before, but how do you look at the Pirates the ability to win here, what this city can do, what it can mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't put much stock into losing games by one run. It's still a loss. You know, it still shows up as 0-1. You look at the roster, you look at the makeup of our team, and you look at some teams that are similar to us in years prior. We're losing a fair amount of games last year and this year by one run, which, you know, is just, hey, we're not doing enough to pull these games out. We're close. I really believe that. There's going to be some changes that have to happen for us to pull out those games, but you start winning 2, 3, 4, 5 one-run games, you know, in a 2-week span, the record starts showing up a little bit different. Who knows? You know, come July, we're buyers, not sellers. And
it's Paul Skeens exclusively right here on 93.7 The Fan. He doesn't think the Pirates are that far away. Do you agree? 412-928-9370, best caller on that subject. Wins 2 tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival at EQT Park on Saturday, June 28th. We'll take your calls in a second, but there's some breaking news. The Green Bay Packers have released 2-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander. So former teammate of one Aaron Rodgers. The issue the last 2 years has been health for Alexander. He's 28 years old right now, so he's not a spring chicken, but he's not old. Last season, yeah, he played 7 games, but he had 2 picks in those 7 games. And according to PFF, he graded out with a 75.2. That's a really good grade. Good for 25th out of 222 cornerbacks. I don't know that you'd have to pay this guy a lot of money. This would be probably an opportunity for Alexander to prove that he can stay healthy and try to have a nice year and then get paid on the back end. Steelers depth chart behind Darius Slay and Joey Porter Jr. is Corey Trice and James Pierre.
Right.
Now, they believe in Corey Trice, and James Pierre's a really good special teams player for them, but Darius Slay is north of 30, significantly so. He graded out well last year. Like, I like the signing, but I'd at least give Alexander a call here, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever Alexander is healthy, he's one of the best corners in the game. I mean, that's definitely been proven.
Fact,
it's
yeah.
It's a fact that he is one of the best corners in the game when he's healthy. Yeah, I mean, you look at the depth. I mean, you need 4 legit corners, and I like the method of going with 2 older veterans and 2 younger guys that are long and that are tall and that are physical corners, and Corey Trice and Joey Porter Jr. I would be all over this if I were the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't know why you wouldn't at least make a call. And you talk about corner depth. The Steelers, this is the game that pops out into my mind. The Steelers a couple of years ago against the Colts. They go in there and they got absolutely worked. Their secondary was a disaster due to injury. So you had DeMonte Casey, he got ejected from that game. Minkah Fitzpatrick gets hurt in that game. You had Patrick Peterson and Joey Porter Jr., but behind them you had nobody. I forget the guy who came in against Baltimore and had an interception. Played well in Cleveland. His name completely escapes me right now. I mean, they were scraping the bottom of the barrel for guys whose names I can't remember, and I'm paid to remember their names, Doran. And Joey Porter Jr., good player. Needs to be better this year, I think, than he was last year. I don't think he took a step forward. But then you're counting on an elderly gentleman on the opposite side, who again can still play, but when it goes, at times it goes. Like, when his speed is gone, it's gone. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it could. Yeah, I'd give Jair Alexander a call.
Absolutely.
See what it would cost to get in here. If you are signing Aaron Rodgers, and they have, you are showing the league we're serious about winning now. Okay, if you're serious about winning now, give this guy a call. He ain't going to cost that much money. And bringing him in here, I would not think would preclude them from getting another wide receiver.
Right.
If it would, I wouldn't want to do it. I would still prefer to get a wide receiver, but why can't you get both done?
I agree.
All right, back to the Skeens calls, 412-928-9370. We probably haven't paid enough attention to what Paul Skeens did yesterday, where he was outstanding again. He's second in NL right now in ERA. He's first in Major League Baseball in innings pitched. He said he wanted to go deeper into ball games. No one has pitched more than Paul Skeens has this year. Paul is 9th in Major League Baseball in strikeouts. Even though his strikeouts per 9 number has dipped, he's still 9th in the entire sport. He's 4th in the NL. No player has ever had a losing record and won the Cy Young. He's 4-6 right now. If he had gone one more batter yesterday, he would have won the game, so he'd be 5-6. I think even if he has a losing record, he's going to win the Cy Young, Doran.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to have a losing record, though. He's too good, and the team has turned it around.
They're starting to get that momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think eventually the wins are going to follow for our guy. Right now, Emmanuel and Carnegie's the leader in the clubhouse for the tacos and tequila tickets. Let's go to Bob in Johnstown, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Bob.
Okay, so the question isn't how close we are. Anyone who's listened to you and Doran, the best radio show in Pittsburgh, already knows what's been going on there. The question is, what are we close to? Are we close to 2013 Pirates? Are we close to 1992 Pirates?
It's a great question, Bob.
Or are we close to 1979?
Very good question. I would say close to being competitive and actually being a serious team. Like,
so then it goes back to what you and Adam and Neil Walker have been saying for the last couple of weeks and the last two callers. It's just a couple bats. That's all we really need. It's just, where, like I said in the beginning, where do we want to be?
Thank you, Bob. We'll put you on hold. Appreciate the call. If you got a rotation headlined by Skeens into a postseason, and you've got a new format now where you have to win 2 out of 3 in the wild card round instead of just one wild card game, there's no reason to think they can't be better than 13, 14, and 15.
Right.
I think the 2015 Pirates were good enough to win the World Series. They just didn't win on that night against Madison Bumgarner, who went on a historic run. Like, had they won that game and gotten into a series, they had the second-best record in all of baseball. They won 98 games. And this team ain't that team, but this rotation is very, very good. Yes, Harry.
You're thinking of Jake Arrieta and the Cubs from 2015.
That was Jake Arrieta. Same thing the year before, though, when they lose to Mad Bum.
They won 88 games.
Right. That year was good. was the least games that they had won in that stretch, because it went 94, 88, and then 98. If those teams could play a series, and I realize the 13 team did, and so close, I think with the rotation, they could have done some awesome stuff, particularly in 15. Imagine Skeens a couple times in a playoff series.
Right.
You think that guy ain't going to go out there and absolutely shove? That guy gets the moment. He threw a pitch yesterday that should have been called strike 3. And I was mad, because every wasted pitch you worry about, because you want Skeens to go as deep into these games as possible. But I thought, you know what? He's going to make a pitch. His next pitch, he's gonna execute. It's going to go exactly where he wants. And it didn't. He struck the guy out.
Right.
He's made for this. You get him into a postseason, Bob, it's a good call. I mean, you're throwing him at least 2 times during a 7-game series? Yeah, you got a shot, man. 412-928-9370. Who do we want to give the tickets to, Bob or Emmanuel?
Bob.
All right, Bob, you win them this time. I think we give them away all week long.
Yes.
So, Emmanuel, sorry. Take your shot tomorrow. Harry, you can give Bob those tickets. That was a nice call. 412-928-9370 is also the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Steelers got their big fish in Aaron Rodgers. One of his former teammates, Jaire Alexander, is available at the cornerback position. What about wide receiver? There might be another name to keep an eye on, and this guy would be the Bella de Ball, Doran. We'll tell you who it is and how realistic he might be as a potential wide receiver too for this team when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Shame on me for trying to find a McLaurin highlight in our system. Steelers played the Commanders this year, thought there might be one. I may also have spelled McLaurin incorrectly.
How do you spell it?
Don't do this to me. I admit that I probably misspelled it. Just forget about it.
That's how you spelled it.
Terry McLaurin in a contract dispute right now with the Washington Commanders. And there's been some speculation that maybe a team that is wide receiver needy could come in and make the Commanders an offer they can't refuse. I think it's all going to lead to Terry McLaurin staying in Washington. They would be dumb not to pay him. He would be dumb to not want to stay there, right? I mean, that's a football team on the rise. They played in the NFC Championship game last year. You've got Jaden Daniels. You could play with him for the rest of your career. I would want to stay there. But if he were to become available, I mean, Doran, this is your solution right here.
Yes.
He has five seasons in his career with over 1,000 yards. That's five in a row. It's like Mike Evans. Mike Evans did it for like 12 straight years. Mm-hmm.
How many different quarterbacks?
A lot of bad quarterbacks in Washington. The only year he didn't have over 1,000 yards, he had 900-plus in his rookie season. This is a great route runner. He could be a big play guy. He would be the perfect complement to DK Metcalf. So if he is available and the Steelers want to win now, but also set up your franchise perfectly for your next quarterback.
Oh, man.
Imagine that, dude.
Oh.
And if I'm Terry McLaurin, okay. I play 1 year with Rodgers, Hall of Famer, four-time MVP. You got DK Metcalf on the other side, so a lot of the coverage is going to go his way. And then if I'm a rookie quarterback coming in here, you've got a young, talented offensive line. You've got those two guys as a staple. You've got Pat Freiermuth. You're going to have a running back in his second year. Like, that's a pretty good nest.
That also eliminates the fact that you would have to draft a receiver next year high as well because – you know, we know that they're going to package to get a quarterback, but they're still going to have to draft a receiver at this point to pair with that quarterback. So if you do this, like, you're setting that up where you don't have to focus on receiver as much in next year's draft. And this is a win now type guy. This is a win in the future type guy. Highly productive, as you just said. And he's a guy that just keeps his nose down and just works.
Yes.
But you never hear anything of Terry McLaurin, except for right now. And this is normal.
I think that's different than being a malcontent.
Right. It's normal.
Because if this meant you were a malcontent, then this would be the second time that TJ Watt would be considered one. Okay, I'm not going to show up to stuff because I don't have a contract. That's just standard business in the NFL anymore. So you got 1 year left on his deal. He wants to get paid. He should want to get paid. They should pay him. I'm not going to pretend to be fully up to speed on Washington's cap situation, but this is a really good player that you have with a second-year quarterback who was Rookie of the Year last season. Texter, Terry wants DK money. The Steelers aren't paying two wide receivers like that. Maybe not, but how often do callers ring us up or text us or tweet us? How many times have you heard us bitch into the microphone that the Steelers don't spend enough money on offense?
Mm-hmm.
They're spending on defense. Okay, here would be an opportunity to put the money where all of our mouths have been. Pay a wide receiver.
And you're not going to have to pay quarterback this year, really?
And you're not going to have to pay him for the next 4 years. Right. That's right.
This is the time to do something like this because you literally got a bargain 41-year-old quarterback for $10 million, and next year you're going to get a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal.
Yep.
This is the time to do it.
This season you're paying quarterback $14 million. Next year it's going to be a rookie contract. It's going to be Mason's four, and it's going to be Will Howard's rookie contract.
You could cut bait with Mason because Will Howard could probably be the backup next year.
Yeah, if you had to save some money, but even if not, right, I mean, still not. $4 million is absolute chump change at the quarterback position.
Yep.
What were they paying Derek Watt to be a special teams guy?
Three.
Five, something like that, yeah. If they want to pay him, they could. They could pay him and Watt. Like, the cap's just continuing to go up. And one of the things that the Watt defenders have said is, don't pay attention to what Watt's going to make. Pay attention to the percentage of cap. Well, okay, shift that conversation now to a potential Terry McLaurin deal and sign me up, yes, please.
All day.
Texter, can we talk that Doran is repping Commander's colors? I think Doran knows something, and Scary Terry is staying in Washington.
That could be very true. Or he could be coming here.
Also, I quibble with that. I don't think that's a Commander's color shirt. That's more
maroon.
Maroon.
Yeah. Isn't Commander's maroon?
I'm on it.
Yeah, they're maroon.
I think theirs is more...
They are maroon.
Scarlet.
Scarlet?
Nah, Scarlet's not it.
Scarlet's light. Lighter red.
You're colorblind.
Well, Scarlet and gray.
Butt out.
Scarlet and gray, West Allegheny. I know what West Allegheny red is. That's not this.
That's true. Callis, is Doran's shirt maroon? What would you call that?
Well, I'm also Callis colorblind, so you're not really going to get a great answer from me.
This is maroon, and so are the Commanders.
It's burgundy.
Burgundy.
The Commanders are burgundy.
I mean, it looks, honest to goodness, that shade looks gray to me from this angle.
Gray?
Yeah, oh, I just can't.
I mean, you're close to maroon. You're maroon adjacent is what you are, and they're burgundy. At any rate, do you know anything about Terry McLaurin?
Nope. I know that the Commanders feel like that they're probably in a better position now that they have Deebo Samuel to be able to move on if they need to and not pay Terry McLaurin the money that he probably wants.
Yeah.
I know that. They feel a lot better about their receiver situation now that they've acquired Deebo Samuel. So
if
it
I'm
could be them, some truth around it.
If I'm them, I'm keeping both those guys at least for this year. But that's, I guess, the problem is Terry McLaurin doesn't want to play this year under the current contract. Texter, what happens if you need to give up the first round pick next year to get Terry McLaurin? Well, then I don't do that.
No, you can't.
No, you need a franchise quarterback.
Right.
And it might take each of your next two first round picks to move up and get your quarterback. That might be the reality. We saw what it took to move up from five to two. It's going to cost a pretty penny to get your franchise quarterback probably when the draft is here in Pittsburgh. So I would not give up a first-round pick for McLaurin, but you give up a second for Metcalf. So could you get him for a second and a fifth or something like that?
Probably.
And then you'd have to pay him, but I would be all about that.
Yep.
It makes you better this year, makes you way better than you were last year in the wide receiver room, and then your rookie quarterback walks up in here next year?
Oh.
Oh, DK's covered. Guess I'll throw it to Terry McLaurin. It's an embarrassment of riches for a young quarterback and would immediately thrust your wide receiver room into conversations as one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, then you got Pat Freiermuth and you have Caleb Johnson, too, who's a young running back. I mean, that's a recipe for not disaster, for goodness.
There's still a couple of free agents out there, Amari Cooper and Keenan Allen. We're going to talk to Caboli from 9 o'clock until 10. Caboli said if the Steelers signed Keenan Allen, they could win the AFC North. So we'll get to that with Mark at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. They just had Gabriel Davis in for a visit. He did not wind up signing with them. Is that a bad sign? We'll ask Mark about that. Kyle Pitts now is another guy. Ian Rappaport says the Steelers have called on the tight end from Atlanta. They're going hard after a wide receiver, too.
Yep.
Or a weapon, number weapon two.
Yep.
More on this when we come back. It's U.S. Open week. We don't want to bury that lead. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Mark Caboli going to be joining us at 9 o'clock. Aaron Rodgers going to speak tomorrow, Doran.
Correct.
Now, Caboli would not tell us, because he doesn't know if Rodgers is going to be on McAfee today or not, but it would be the most Ben Roethlisberger thing he could ever do.
Yeah.
First time he's going to speak with Steelers paraphernalia on will be tomorrow, but him doing it in his own environment with McAfee today would be just such a Roethlisberger move.
Yes.
As Ben used to do that every single Tuesday before the Mike Tomlin press conference right here on 93.7 The Fan. I am so much more excited for this Steelers season now than I would have been if Mason Rudolph were going to be QB1. Like, this becomes quickly one of the more interesting Steelers seasons in recent memory. And if Rudolph was going to be the quarterback, yeah, you get excited for Steelers football, and yeah, let's go make our pilgrimage to training camp and go to Sharky's and do this. And okay, they're going to open up the season against Seattle, and there'll be 68,000 people there swinging terrible towels, getting all drunk before the game at tailgates. But would you really be excited for the team, or would you just be excited because football was back?
Because football's back.
Right.
That's the only way, only thing.
And that it's a huge difference to me. Like, now I'm excited about the team. I think they're going to win 11 games. They're going to win the Super Bowl? I don't think so. They're going to win a playoff game? You say yes. You tend to be right with some of these things, a lot of these things. So I'm excited. I was not excited to watch a football team go 6-11. And that's what I thought they were going to be with Mason Rudolph.
The thing also, too, real quick,
yeah.
is I don't think that they're done with acquiring.
No.
Like, that's what this leads to. It's almost like the, you know, the domino effect. It's like, I feel like DK Metcalf, now Aaron Rodgers, it's like, okay, now we have to surround Aaron Rodgers with another legit weapon. So that's what makes it even more fun and enjoyable and anticipating the season even more, is because I feel like that there's one more piece left that they're going to get.
I think worst case scenario is they wind up with a guy like Gabriel Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, they already had him in. I think that's worst case scenario, is that guy is your wide receiver number two. Pretty good place to be when last year your number two wide receiver was
Van Jefferson.
Van Jefferson. I was trying to do the math in my head. I think Calvin Austin had more yards. I think that Jefferson played more snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he's a great blocker, Dorn.
Yeah.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Caboli had this thing pretty much right on the nuts for a while here, saying that, hey, before minicamp, Rodgers will be the quarterback. Well, guess what? Rodgers is now the quarterback. Let's talk to Caboli about all things Steelers and Rodgers from 9 o'clock until 10. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. I'm losing my voice.
From what?
I think five alarm.
I think screaming for callus,
screaming
honestly.
For callus.
We were screaming
loud. I think allergies.
Yeah.
I think heckling Mel's husband whenever he was dropping a pop-up at second base. All those things factoring into my voice just starting to go on me here. Fan Weather, like I was saying, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 76. Troy Faltanu. Low of 60. 65% chance of rain later on this evening.
What was the hockey player?
Who wore 76?
Yeah, the fighter. Black dude. Penguins. Was he 76 or 75? That Sullivan didn't like to play.
It wasn't Reeves.
Reeves. Wasn't he 76?
I think he was 75. He 75? Was 75.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is a great number for a guy who's just out there beating ass.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.